Hey friends, it's Liz Berg here at WFMU with another podcast, a special edition this time. I had some live music on my radio show recently, and I wanted to share it with you on the podcast because I had some really cool artists, and I think you will enjoy it. It's my pleasure to share with you a set of music by Jell Set, who is a one-woman project, synthesizer project from Chicago, and she was recently on tour with Station, another one-woman synthesizer extravaganza from Milwaukee. They both swung into the WFMU studios, recorded sets of music, and it's just, I don't know, you're just going to love it. It's really cool and dark and synthy, and I think that any fans of Depeche Mode from back in the day could totally get down to this on the dance floor. That's just my opinion. Anyway, before we get into the set, I did want to mention that I'm so excited sometimes when I have a podcast because I can play the dirty bits, and one of her songs has some dirty bits in it, so I know, it's all novelty to me, being a broadcaster. Anyhow, let's listen to this great set of music from Jell Set of Chicago, and after the set of music, you'll hear an interview with her, and you can learn a little bit more. All right, take it away, Jell Set.
Thank you. But you're such a hottie. I just want to dump her body.
Thank you. I'm speaking with Jelset. Thank you so much for coming to WFMU. Very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. I'm excited to be here.
Good to have you in town from Chicago.
Yes.
And I'm also really excited to know that your college went bankrupt, similar to WFMU's former college, Uppsala College.
It did. I thought mine was the only one.
We thought ours was, too.
Well, no, now we have each other in bankruptcy.
It's a beautiful thing. Yes. Anyway, so we loved your set. So
thank you.
And I'm excited that you're going to share it with folks on the Free Music Archive. That's really cool as well.
Yeah.
But can you tell us about your music releases and what's going on in the Jelset world these days?
Sure. Yeah. My latest release is a cassette on Lillern out of Chicago. And so I guess I'm touring to support that. But I also have another cassette from Modern Tapes that came out last summer and a vinyl split with Windbreaker, who's also from Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
And you're friends with Andy Ortman somehow, too, who does a podcast on FMU called The Eternal Now.
Yeah, totally. The Chicago music scene is it's really supportive and cool, and everyone kind of knows each other. So, yeah, Andy's awesome.
So who else from Chicago should we be listening to right now?
Oh, my God. There's so many people. One of my favorite Chicago bands is Valis, and some of the guys in Valis are also in The Drum and Click Talk. One of my favorite Chicago bands just moved to LA, which made me really sad. Zena Zerner. It's like Tina Turner with X's.
Uh-huh.
They're awesome. Magic Key is another solo synth girl. She's really good. But Wanzer has some awesome stuff. Windbreaker, who I have the vinyl split with, is great. Inur, who put out my tape on Modern Tapes. Patrick Scott, he's really good. Spider to the Fly. I feel like I'm forgetting a million people, but there's so much good music in Chicago these days.
Now, are there a lot of venues that support the music, or is it kind of confined to house parties and illegal lofts and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, there are a good number of venues. I love loft shows. I mean, oftentimes, like, house shows will have really terrible sound, but just the vibe will be so fun because people are there to party and they'll be dancing during your set. So I really love loft shows. But yeah, there are a good number of places to have shows. I mean, I always wish there were more, but yeah. Compared to other cities, I feel like Chicago's really good for live music.
Do you have plans to do any more touring this year?
Yeah, I'm going to be on tour the entire month of May. Actually, I'll be touring with this band, Fielded. She used to live in Chicago. Now she's out of LA. She's another solo synth lady. She's got this amazing, like, Kate Bush kind of style vocals. But she's really good. So yeah, we'll be back in New York in May.
Okay, that's cool. Where else? What's the tour route?
So I can't remember exactly, but I'm going to meet up with her in Chicago, and we're going to kind of go down to the southeast and then up the East Coast into Canada and back to Chicago.
Okay, yeah. So you got a little loop.
Yeah, yeah. It's be a good month.
And where can folks find you online?
I'm on Bandcamp. I'm on SoundCloud. And the record labels you put my stuff up have their own website. So I'm all over the internet.
You're all up in that internet thing.
Right?
That's cool. Do you have any weird tour stories from this round?
Well, exposing my own ignorance, we just went to Montreal, and I didn't realize Montreal was going to be so French-influenced. Like, I know that's, like, really stupid because it's, like, French Canada, but it was amazing because it was, like, being in Europe. So that was really fun. But weird stories. I had a really weird sound check in Buffalo. It was, like, the weirdest sound check I ever had, but...
In a good way or a bad way?
Like, in a bad way. I asked the guy, I was like, okay, I'm ready for my sound check. And he's like, well, what do you want to check? I was like,
the sound?
Yeah, my levels. He's like, I guess. So I started to plug in. You know, it's like huge popping noises. And I'm like, can you turn down the monitor so I can plug in? He's like, ugh. And this is like, you know, at a professional venue. And he like turned down the monitors. And I started to check and everything was totally off. And he's like, can you hurry up, please? I was like, and then we had to pay him like a huge chunk of our money.
Oh, no.
And I was like so mad. And then he talked about the band. He like cornered me and like talked about Rush for like 30 minutes. And like, sorry, I know like Rush is awesome, whatever, but I actually hate them. So I was like, oh, I hate this guy.
That guy sounds like if Saturday Night Live were to do a sketch about sound dudes, it would be that guy.
It's in retrospect, they wouldn't it was have comical.
To, they wouldn't have to parody him because he exists.
No, he was a living parody. So,
that's
but other than that, our tour's been actually really great. No weird, terrible things have happened yet.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Cool. Well, thanks so much again for coming by to WFMU. Great great set of music from Gelset.
Thank you.
Please find her on the internet.
Thanks for having me.